Where's the new professor? And why is that kid here? Maybe he's her son? And I don't. Young man, I'm looking for your mother, Mrs. Dawson. Why? Well, I'm the student council president, and it's my job to welcome every new teacher and make sure that the relationships get off on a good start. What do you mean, why do I have to speak with your mother, then? And why are you laughing? Is this funny? You think I'm cute. Well, that's nice, but seriously, I need to talk with the professor right now. What do you mean I am? Listen, it's okay to play, but I really don't have time to... Mr. Dawson? How is that possible? Never has a man walked in here to teach before, and I... Yes, yes, I'll keep reading. Blah, blah, blah. Hence, given the young age of Dr. Richard Dawson, the direction... Board of Directors has decided to allow him to be part of the teaching staff for a trial semester. And it's signed by Ms. Skies. I can't believe this. You're really the new professor? But you look like you could be in my little brother's class. How is that even possible? A boy genius, huh? So, like, you went to college when you were, like, 12 or something? Crazy. Well, I guess rules are rules. And after all, it might be nice to have a guy around for a change. Hmm? You don't know? Well, this is a women's only college. Hmm? Clayton? No, this is Cleeton. With an E. What do you mean your mom made a mistake? I'm sorry, but I guess it can't be helped. I mean, I suppose you could quit or ask to be reassigned, but, you know, I mean, aren't you lucky that you landed this gig in the first place? I mean, I don't care if you're a boy genius. You are very young. Oh, don't freak out. I mean, it's not like we're gonna bite you or anything. Well, I mean, you are so cute that I could eat you. It's okay, it's okay. Here, let me sit down. Let's talk about this. I know what you're thinking, that it's going to be so hard in here, but it's okay. Just be a good boy, and I'm sure nothing will happen to this cute little face of yours. You want me to stop comforting you? Aww. I know you're my teacher, but you're still a little boy. It's my duty as student council president to make sure you'll be okay. Besides, I know the real reason you want me to stop comforting you and rubbing your shoulders. I might not be a girl genius, but I do know what happens to boys your age. All your hormones are just fucking you up and, well... When a gorgeous, grown woman like me starts to touch you, your little wee-wee goes insane. Do you think I didn't notice how you were staring at my big boobs? I mean, I guess it's kind of my fault for having, well, such a low-cut top on, but, you know, this is supposed to be a women's only college, and I didn't think that I'd, Well, I'd be turning on some young man in here. Wow. I am watching your bulge grow right in front of me. You seem to be pretty big for a boy your age, aren't you? Oh. Look at how erect you are. I can see you underneath your underwear. Oh, it's so cute that you're blushing. It makes me want to eat you alive. Such a good boy. Oh, your skin is so sweet. I just can't help myself. It's been so long since the last time. Let me take care of you, okay? Oh my God. Now that you're fully uncovered, your penis is huge. I mean, even for an adult, that would be enormous. You're a virgin, right? Good. I love taking V cards. It tastes so good. Don't worry, calm down. Be a good boy, and I will make you feel so good. No, don't come yet. I know you want to come, but wait for me to ask, and I promise it will be even better. Look at your red face, so aroused. Oh, almost looks like you're in pain from my tongue and my mouth. You like what you see? I'm so much more comfortable now that my bra is off. It's so hard to find one that can properly contain my massive tits. At least not without digging into my shoulders or. Oh, look at you staring. You want to suck my nipples, don't you? I knew you were a good boy. Good at this, aren't you? Hungry little boy. Yeah. Oh, you're really about to explode. You really want to come, don't you? Look at the tip of your dick, covered in pre-cum. And lay down on my lap and keep sucking. You haven't even masturbated before? Let me show you how. First, wrap your fingers around your dick. No. Let me do it for you this time. You just relax. Keep playing with my breasts. Don't speak, don't speak. Shh. Then you start moving your hand up and down. Slowly at first. You don't want it to be over too quick, do you? Oh, I could feel you moaning against my nipples. What a horny boy you are, aren't you? So innocent. When you get closer, you start moving faster and faster, jerking harder, and yes, keep sucking. Oh, God, you're gonna come, aren't you? Yes! Oh! Oh my God, you made such a mess. Look at how much you came. That's fantastic. All over my tummy. Oh, big dick filled to the brim with cum. We're gonna have a lot of fun this semester. No, not just you and me. You know, this school wasn't made women's only to protect us from horny men. Most of us were sent here for being sexually obsessed teenagers. We were so nuts that we could not work in a gender-free, normal system. So we had to come to a single-sex institution. And me? Well, I'm attracted to younger boys, like you. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. For now, that's all, my dear professor. But I'll be back. And next time, I'll take your virginity.